My name is Ryan Presley, and my family are Marnia from Moyle River country. The name of the work is called Theme Song, and this image is called Girt by Seas. My family is a mix. My mum's Danish and Swedish background, and my dad's Aboriginal. Living in Alice Springs, my family are from Moyle River area, which is around Port Keats in Top End, NT. I like it up there, and it's hard to get to. Like, it's far away, and it's remote, like, quote-unquote remote. Like, it's amazing. Like, there's these massive termite mounds, taller than people. There's, like, vast floodplains, unique palm trees, and the water, like, going fishing up there. And the water's just, like, green and but crystal clear. And you can see the barramundi, like, swing past the boat. It's crazy. The work is from a series called Theme Song, and there's two parts to the series. There's a first set of six, which is For We Are Young and Free, and the second set is called Our Home is Girt by Sea. It was working with musical ideas, musical theory. I was referencing a theory from Jacques Attali, who's an economist but wrote a book about philosophy of music. And he's talking about music being structured in Western culture to be the voice of power. And so I was taking that and looking at songs that group people together, like nationalism, religion, these sorts of things that give masses of people a connection where there otherwise wouldn't be one. So with the two sets that make up a whole work, I've encoded bits of melody into the image through the pattern making. So the pattern making is based on geometric patterns that are created from vibration. So different vibrations will create different geometric patterns, but also mixed with ideas of what could be assumed is like tribal patterns or Aboriginal cultural patterns. That work specifically, the dove, is paired with Burning Junk Boat. So I wanted to mix in ideas of religion as well, because I was growing up, my mum's family, through adoption, had actually become primarily Roman Catholic. So I grew up Catholic in Alice Springs, and I was thinking what an interesting idea to look into, or interesting scenario, that the Catholic Church is in the middle of the desert in Australia and originating from Italy, Europe. You know, what is it doing here? And so that history of religious expansion paired with colonial expansion and expansion through conquest, and how these ideas tie in together. So I was blending also that iconographic tradition into this work. The dove with the eucalyptus leaf, the eucalyptus branch instead of the olive branch. I'm not Christian myself or religious, but I know that it's had an important role in Western culture. Thinking about ideas of false hope, I suppose, and deception, like a group can promote utilitarian ideals or generosity or compassion, but it's sort of a facade. Obviously, for one example, there's the use of detention centres in offshore islands like Nauru, and they're indefinite, so there's this hope for these people. There's a reference to that, that false hope, and such a rich society can be so exclusive at times and, like, violently exclusive that they intercept these sorts of people and will use it as, like, a political game. So that's what I'm interested in. I'm interested in social issues that can be fixed, that can be resolved but aren't, and I'm interested in why, and I'm interested in the cultural ideas, I'm interested in the familial transfer of these ideas from generation to generation.